I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Jor still off today, hopefully back tomorrow. My question for you, to pee or not to pee? That is my Winging It Wednesday. To pee or not to pee? This is where I want our listeners who are on the road often, or delivery people, or contractors, or parts of a crew that works at people's houses to chime in.
I thought you were going to say you'd gotten to a certain age where that was becoming an issue for you.
That's become an issue. And we're trying to get the patent for my bed urinal.
Oh, yeah.
To pee or not to pee, that is the question, my friends. Hypothetical here. Mm. Let's just say I had a crew at my house yesterday showing up to do some work.
Fancy,
yep. Did not know that they were showing up. It was kind of a surprise. I knew eventually they would be doing the work they were doing, but there was no like set date. And luckily, thankfully, I was there. Knock on the door. Said, "Hey guys, how you doing? Good. Thanks for showing up. Do what you got to do. I'll just I got some stuff to work on inside." Shut the door. And no more than 30 seconds later, there's a knock at the door again. So I open the door. It's one of the crew members on this crew. He says, "Hey, would you mind if I used your restroom?" And yeah, that didn't really give a thought to it. I said, "Yeah, no problem, man." I showed him where it is and went and did his business. And he walks out. And as soon as he shut the door, it wasn't even 5 seconds, there was another knock at the door. And I opened it up. And there's another member of the crew. He's like, "Can I use your restroom too?" So that one,
back
I was
to back
like,
peers, okay.
Back to back. Urination situations.
Confident?
I was. It was quick enough where that's a whole nother conversation, by the way. And so the first guy, I didn't really think much about it. The second guy, I said, "Yeah, go for it." But then I'm thinking that was very strange to have two members of, I don't know, there's five guys maybe, to ask to use my restroom. And they had just gotten there. Okay, this isn't a situation where they were there for hour, 45, 2 hours, 3 hours. This was right away when they got there. So I'm thinking, okay, well, there is a gas station just down the road from here. Most likely the way that they came to my house, you would think that they would have said, "Hey, before we head over there, let's stop into the Quick Trip so we can use the facility." They didn't do that. So a little strange that it was two people. A little strange that it was right away when they showed up to my house. Should I be offended or should I have said, "No, you can't use my bathroom"? I would not have said that. I feel like if they're at my house doing work, that they can use my restroom. I have zero problem with that. I just thought it was kind of strange that they used my bathroom, especially right away. So I'm wanting to know, is that usual behavior for crews that show up to somebody's house to work? And again, this is an important factor. The work that they did was not scheduled to be a long job. This was an hour probably max, and they were probably done in less than that time. So they knew that it would not take a long time, which again begs the question, why didn't they take care of that business before they showed up at my house?
I think the length of the stay that you just clarified is the key factor. Because if there is a professional, we're talking about somebody fixing your furnace or plumbing or setting up something at your house or whatever. But if someone's going to be in your home for 3, 4, 5 hours throughout the day, then
sure.
Yeah, they should ask. But obviously you're going to say yes. Like, you're in my home, you're doing this work, like, there's no other option for you. Like, yes, of course, use my restroom.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody that's there for less than an hour, I assume that means that this is what they're doing all day, right? They're making a series of stops that are all whatever it is, 20 to 40 minutes as they go throughout their day.
Right.
Do this and this and this. And in that case, if I was that person, I would make plans to use the facility somewhere else, unless there was
some sort of emergency
or something. Sure, yep, you ask.
Stuff happens.
But
in this case, literally sometimes bleep happens.
If you're like at the end of the road where there's no gas station for 40 minutes, sure, but that's not the case. They could have used it right before or right after their stop. That's what the that's what the Holiday gas station's for.
Correct. And I know we've had that debate for whether you can stop at a convenience stores, you can absolutely go use their bathroom and not have to make any transactions.
So obviously you said yes, and I think most people would. I think the better question, though, is do you think differently about this company, or does your impression of how professional this company is drop a little bit because of that instance? Where you got?
I don't think so, because you know it's not a it's kind of a can I say mom and pop operation?
Sure. Yeah.
So it's not a big fancy company with a lot of they're probably a one man crew.
Yep.
They do a great job. They've done a lot of work for me. I've always been happy with it, which again, why I really didn't have a problem with
sure.
it. But yeah, if it's a fly by night kind of operation, that probably would I want to know, would I want to have them back? Maybe not. Or write a Yelp entry saying these guys need to use other people's bathrooms. It's all it's all your relationship with those people. Or if it's a crew where really know people, which we all have, we hire friends or whatever, then that's not a big deal. So why should it be a big deal for this crew to show up? I really didn't have a problem. I just thought it was unusual that two of the five crew members suddenly had to use the facilities.
Do you think it's possible they asked at the prior stop they've been at, and somebody the last one or two stops
said, absolutely
have said,
not.
"Ah, no."
Well, here's the
don't.
Question too: is I had no idea they were coming over. Again, this was a surprise visit because we did not establish a time. So, had I not been home, what would they have done?
You got a woods out back?
I do. And this summer we had crews working on our backyard, some landscaping, and I know for a fact that some of those crew members used the woods in the back, which are not like a thick woods. I'm not out in the forest. This is just a little small strip of shrubbery that separates backyards in my housing development. And I know that those guys use that.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say anything about that. They're working all day. What are you going to do?
I think. Yeah, but somebody in your neighbor, somebody else would have a problem with that.
True. So if you're, this is more questions for crews, if you're out there listening. If you're working outside at a home, for a long 4, 5, 6 hours, or an all day, what do you do? Do you just have to get in the truck and go to the gas station? Or do you ask the...
Yeah, I think if you're at someone's house for an extended period of time, there should be an understanding that, if it's more than an hour or two, you should be allowed to use the restroom at a place you're working at.
I think so, too.
And that seems like a reasonable... Yep. expectation.
By the way, these guys, they took their shoes off. They took their work boots. They took them off. I didn't ask them to do that. They just did that. So, they were very respectful. They were in and out.
Yeah.
But I just thought it a little strange. We're getting a lot of text people saying absolutely not. I'm surprised at that. I figure if you got a crew at your house doing some work and one of them has to go to the bathroom, you let them use your bathroom. Am I wrong? 651-461-9226 to pee or not to pee. That is the question. You answer it. Phone calls. Let's go next on CCO. My co-host checking in. Why is she listening?
Yeah.
If she's sick, this is only making her more ill.
I always listen on my sick days.
Yeah,
I tune in for the whole show. Yeah,
sure you do. She says you're a monster if you don't let them pee.
Wow.
Well, I feel the same. I don't think you're not a monster, but again, I have no problem with it. And I'm fortunate enough to have the half bathroom on the main level that is just the bathroom.
Yes.
It's not like a private. Yeah, if your only bathroom is your bathroom where, you have all your stuff, I can see why you would say, I don't know about that. Because we got a lot of texts to 651-461-9226. By the way, I'd love some phone calls here because I have to believe there's some great stories out there where a situation arose where somebody had to use the bathroom. Maybe you're somebody who had to use the bathroom and somebody refused or let you in and you saw something weird. There's a lot of ways to go with this. But some texters saying, I've heard of crews like coming in and stealing medication. That's a big fear of they go to steal your medicine.
Yeah, like, that's one where you need more than I've heard stories of.
Right.
I mean, okay, so you saw on Facebook somebody theorize that could happen.
I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure, if you are and you've got, some painkillers or opioids, that you haven't used that suddenly somebody grabbed, I totally believe that has happened, but
don't put your opioids on your counter in your bathroom.
That's what I'm saying. That's another thing. This was a bathroom that is just a bathroom. There's nothing really in there that anybody was going to look through and take. Somebody said, really, that's all you got today? Yes, this is all I have. I'm sorry it's not hot take political radio for you today. When I had my kitchen and bathroom remodeled, the contractor asked if his crew could use our bathroom. If not, he'd have to rent a porta potty, and that would add money to the job. I agreed. I have a powder room off my kitchen, so no biggie. Again, yeah, that's the powder room where it's not. There's nothing in there that's not revealing of who you are as a person other than there's just a toilet and a sink.
Yeah, that's a good point, though, because if you're having a big remodel done that's going to be days and days of crews coming in and out, then, yeah, you got to rent that porta potty or allow them to use your room. I think that's fair and nice of the contractor to offer you that option. Hey, you can tack on $1,000 for a porta potty, or you can let us use your bathroom.
Plenty of people checking in that Shaletta, of course, would have said, heck no. Yeah, we know about Shaletta and her. She won't even let friends use the bathroom. Texter here, this was me. I just wanted to say I peed in the Adam Carter house. I took some toilet water to sell on eBay. Very good. Tell me what you get for that. And hopefully you took the water out before you used it. I'd say if they're doing outdoor work, no. See, I would just feel really poorly to say, no, I'm sorry, you can't use my bathroom. Then I feel like the crew is, this guy's a jerk. We don't have to do the work really well or, screw something up on purpose.
I think there's a mindset, too, of, if I hire someone, I hope my attitude towards them and their attitude towards me is of, we're on each other's team. I'm helping you, you're helping me, I'm paying you a reasonable amount, I'm happy with the work you're doing, and if that's the relationship we have, then, of course, you can use my bathroom. If it gets tenuous, if you have the attitude that, oh, this person coming to my house, they're probably trying to rip me off in some way, then I understand that, but then then find somebody else. Get a different contractor or hire somebody that you can actually
trust. The old assume best intent.
Yes.
Right. They might have a boss who's very strict about stops and time. That might be the problem for these guys. Yeah, but I think if you're the boss, I think it would be more, you'd be more upset about your guys having to use your client's bathroom than it is for you to take 2 minutes to pull over at a gas station and let your crew members relieve themselves. These guys spent more time destroying your toilet than working. it was quick. They were both number one. I'm fairly certain of that. I would never let them in. Sometimes they look for medication in your cabinets. Well, sometimes. What do you mean? Linda has called in from Prior Lake. Hello, Linda.
Hello. I have a story about my mother. She's in her 80s.
Okay.
And she had a crew come into her house to do some work. And one of them was a somewhat heavy set man. And he asked to use the bathroom. And he went into the bathroom and not only went number two and clogged up her toilet, he broke her toilet.
Oh, my God.
She was strong enough to say, hey, wait a minute. And she made them replace her toilet, thank God. But it was quite the experience.
So she called them on it. It wasn't like he said, hey, I mean, that's a tough call. That's a tough thing to admit that I just destroyed your toilet, literally. But
yes,
she had to call him.
She had to call him on it, and she did. I was proud of her.
Yeah, way to go.
Say, hey, wait a minute.
There's something very, very wrong in there. Oh,
yes.
Good story, Linda. Thank you so much for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Here's another text. I once had a contractor who took a bleep in the dumpster because the bathrooms weren't plumbed yet, weren't finished yet. And he admitted it to us. went into the dumpster. Okay, that probably happens more than we think.
I think it probably does.
If you're on a job site of a construction site where the house is not done yet, and certainly the bathrooms are not done yet, and they got the big dumpster there.
This is why they require job sites to have a porta potty, so that that doesn't happen.
Right. There should be a porta potty there.
That's gross.
I would never have let them in. Coffee and breakfast becomes an emergency. One block is too far. I get it. If outside, then no. If plumbing something inside, yes. Seems weird. What were they doing? What type of work? Again, I don't want to call out the company because they've done great work for me. And honestly, this doesn't change my. I will still have them do work for me. I just thought it was weird that not one would have been probably no big deal, but then it was like immediately two guys are wanting to use your bathroom. And it's almost like, oh, did the one guy say, oh, man, that bathroom's great. You got to see it. You got to go in there and check it out. I have no idea. They just had to go. But again, like there's a guy, you think you would take care of that.
Guy went on and said, hey, there's Vicodin in the vanity in there. Yes. I got to go get it.
There was no Vicodin in the vanity. In retirement, I build fences all summer, many long days. I have a can in the front seat and open both doors on the truck, just like a private outhouse. I have a friend who is a auto glass person, and he's done that before. Well, he'll have the bucket in the truck and then stop at a gas station, and unfortunately you're unloading that in the gas station garbage, which I'm sure is illegal. That is not the way to dispose of human excrement, but you do what you got to do. Adam, you tell them that you go out and use the shrubbery. I'm serious. No, see, I'm not doing that. Like, go pee in the bushes? No. It's fine. You can use my bathroom. The two were nice to ask. The rest of the crew definitely peed in your yard. As a man who had prostate issues, absolutely yes, let them in. Adam, a contractor should not ask to use your restroom. This is unprofessional. They know this. I was in the home building industry for many years. And it is well known not to ask a homeowner to use their facilities. That is from Lala in Hopkins. Maybe because you were a guy at the home, you would be comfortable to let them in. If it was a woman, that's another thing I didn't think until right now. If Jennifer was at home, would she have done the same thing? I don't know.
What would you advise her to do?
Again, because I don't personally know this, the guy who owns this company, but he's done work for us and other family members for so long. I would have the if it's a brand new company though that just shows up out of nowhere, I'm probably saying no. That's crossing the line.
Yeah. See, the trust and relationship you have with the contractor or the company matters a lot.
Right. And my two vicious dogs, of course, really swayed in there. Yeah. Sort of like the dogs just lick them to death. Wow, we got a lot of texts on this. Before we moved into our condo, we had carpet installed and we had a big box store install it, and they used the bathroom and spit in the sink and left it. That's weird. Needless to say, I called the company and complained. So gross. We had our driveway done and they were there 4 days all day. They never asked us to use our bathroom. Yeah, I just think also it's like if I'm working on that and I have to go to the bathroom, a reasonable, boss or something would say, yeah, you can, I'm letting you take the truck or whatever to go and use the bathroom. Dude, of course you let them in. When you got to go, you got to go. It's simply about being nice. That's what I think. You just got to go. Again, and I did. I would do it again. If you're bidding a job for a customer, put it in your bid separate price for renting a porta potty. That way the homeowner can decide whether they want to let them use their bathroom or want to pay a little extra for a porta potty. That's what somebody else brought up, that they build it in saying, okay, if we're going to be here long days,
you got options.
Or you if you want to let us use, otherwise we're going to have to book a porta potty.
So now that we're having this conversation, let's say you had somebody in your house that you knew was going to be a longer stay. Somebody's coming in to do the electrical stuff and it's going to take 4 hours. Will you tell them, hey, if you want to use the bathroom, go ahead? Because if that person, if the rule is you can't ask, if some contractors are saying you would never ask, then it makes me want to say, invite them to say, hey, if you're going to be here for a long time, please go ahead and use my bathroom.
We do. We got so many texts on it, I lost it. But somebody did text in saying I had a crew and I came out right away and said, hey, if you guys need to use the bathroom or something, go ahead and use it. said they were very, that really, you know, opened up a good relationship with that crew. To use my bathroom requires almost seeing every room. I didn't plan for a tour of homes. I don't live clean unless company is coming. I would say yes, but it would not be comfortable for me. Somebody referring to our AI conversation. All I know is AI won't ever ask to go number two in my house. I think you're wrong. I don't think Quick Trip built the bathroom so people are driving by can just stop and use it. They built it for customers. We've had that debate before. I'm sorry. To me, I don't feel like I'm really ripping Quick Trip off if I stop and use their bathroom. By the way, that happens so minimally. Like if I go into a convenience store, I'm probably going to grab something anyway. But no, I do not feel bad at all for stopping at a gas station just to go to the bathroom.
And they have nice bathrooms there to lure you in so that
Correct.
You hopefully buy something.
Right.
And whether or not you buy something that time or next time or last time, that's irrelevant.
All right. Good topic. Wow. We got a lot of texts on that. Great call, too. That call from Linda. Oof. Good on Linda's mom to say, hey, Tubby, you destroyed my bathroom. I don't know what you ate. You just destroyed my toilet. 9:32. We'll take a break. Since no Jordana, Dave, do you got a wing in it for us?
I got a wing in it. It involves an unsavory task I have to do this afternoon that I find myself weirdly looking forward to. I'll tell that story and my wing in it coming up next.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
David Josephson.
Jordana, again, seamless, yeah.
Yeah, Jordana off today. Hopefully, fingers crossed, she'll be back tomorrow, just a little under the weather. Totally understandable. Stuff's going around.
For dear Jordana tomorrow.
Right. I got a lot of good ones, too.
Do you? Personal life stories.
My personal life is in shambles.
Okay.
I mean, I got guys coming in using my bathroom.
Yeah. I'm sure Jordana will have some reasonable, calculated wisdom for you. Okay, yesterday I outlined some of my trip that I just got back from. I was overseas with my family.
Mr. World Travel.
And yes, indeed. Went to England, the UK, and then to Portugal. And as happens on trips like this, like I shared a lot of the highlights yesterday.
Yep.
But nothing ever
goes, gonna happen.
Nothing ever goes perfect. Things come up, right? So one of the things that came up on this trip was a baggage issue where we were renting cars, so we're traveling with car seats, and for some reason, I haven't figured this out, but no matter the size or shape of your car seat bag, they, number one, fly free, which is great, so you can bring car seats wherever you want, but they also...
Is every airline, so you can bring car seats on...
You can bring car seats on... I was looking this up because we flew three different airlines, and
all free.
Every airline I've ever heard of or used, you can fly car seats for free. Even if you're restricted on baggage, those fly free. So we're checking in with Iceland Air, and you get the bag for free, but it counts as oversized luggage. Even though the bag we're carrying just had two booster seats, it's not large. Mm-hmm. It's not overweight, but it still counts as oversized. So you check it in, and then they say, okay, we'll take your other bag, but that one you need to walk down the concourse and hand it to like a not an Iceland person, like an airport person for like a separate process oversized baggage.
Like golf clubs, I'm sure they're skis.
Yes,
and they're probably the same kind of thing.
So I do that. I walk over there. I say, yeah, oversized baggage. Great. Literally handed it to an airport worker. An hour from then, we're at the gate.
And this is in Chicago?
This is in Chicago. Okay. Yep. We drove, again, a complicated itinerary, but we drove to Chicago. We're getting on Iceland Air. And we're about to board our plane, and the same person that had checked us in at the counter up front is now at the gate.
Yep.
The gate agent, they're the same person, because it's the only Iceland Air flight that goes out of there. And she comes up to me as we're getting on, and she says, did you hand your car seat bag to the oversized baggage people? And I'm like, you know, with my family walking on to the plane.
I go, plane, yeah.
Yes, I did. Yes, I handed it to the person.
Why
there.
Do you ask?
Why do you? And she just looked stressed and went back to her computer. And I got on the plane and I go,
you knew right away that your boy, that car bag's, seats aren't on the
that
plane.
That bag's not coming.
Yeah.
So, of course, we.
I wonder
have
why she
our,
knew that.
I don't know. They're cross-checking something, and one bag shows it's not loading. And but, you know, there's a million things happening, and the plane's got to go.
You're not going to stop, say, not flying unless we get our car seats.
So then it's a short turnaround in Iceland, and we get to London, and, of course, we wait around. The bag doesn't come. We talk to a nice gentleman there with a delightful English accent, and he waits around and tells us what to do and calls, and the bag's not there. So now we have to go get our rental car. And they told us to go talk to the Iceland Air people about what to do about the car seats because now we need car seats. And, of course, there's nobody at the Iceland Air desk. And we go, all right, well, we're going to go rent car seats and figure this out later.
Yep.
Knowing that I've had situations like this happen before. I know that Iceland Air is responsible to make that right for us. So I go and rent car seats with Europe Car. And the car seats cost about the same as our car rental.
Wow.
It was like $75 each to have a little booster seat for the weekend, which, again, that's why we carry car seats with us. We don't end up paying
it's
that $150 for the weekend just to have car seats. So anyway, I tell that whole story to say that my job this afternoon when I get home is to untangle that web.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of like four different webs I need to untangle. There was a situation with tolls. There's a receipt I'm missing. There was damage to a different rental car. There's a laundry list of like customer service related things that I
sounds
have to
like
untangle.
Pure hell to me.
And even as I'm saying it, I know that sounds like pure hell. And I am finding myself weirdly intrigued by entering that zone this afternoon where I know I'm going to be on hold. I'm going to be on a phone. I'm even thinking of how I'm going to multitask, like what job I can do while I'm on hold so that I can, you know, do two things at one time.
Right.
And I'm just going to take my time and untangle the situation I just told you and several others. And I think 99.7% of people would dread that task to the point of probably not doing it.
I was going to say, I probably wouldn't even
forget
do it.
Forget it. For $150.
There go my car seats, and now I got to buy new car seats.
But I found myself like weirdly looking forward to
that's bizarre
untangling that mess, which I realize
that's
is bizarre.
Weird.
It makes me weird. So the question for you and listeners is what's the task? What's the job?
That 90% of people dread, but you are in the 10% that actually gets a buzz out of doing it.
Or 1%.
Well, the one that comes to mind, and I've said this on air before, for me, and by the way, if you have one, 6514, what things do 90% of the population dread doing, but you somehow take great pleasure in doing? Is going to the dentist one of those? Like Jordan talks about, she loves going to the dentist.
Yes, that is. It's a great example.
She loves it. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know if it's 90-10, but it's got to be, what, 70-30?
Oh, at least. That kind 30, of relish and
probably
look
more
forward
80,
going
20,
to the
I think
dentist,
20 per, yeah. maybe 20% of us actually enjoy going to the dentist. Mine, colonoscopy.
Oh, come on.
I enjoyed the whole colonoscopy process. Again, not like I would do it every day. Actually, you know what? I might do it once a week. You know why?
Because voluntarily do a colonoscopy once a week.
Well, and it's not necessarily the colonoscopy. It was like the prep for it because after I completed the prep, I felt fantastic. It just cleaned everything out of me, and I loved it. And, you know, the colonoscopy itself, I got a good nap. I woke up and it was great. It's like the first thing I want to do, let's go eat something because I've, you know, I'm hungry and like I feel great. And so, yeah. And I was kind of disappointed because I got a clean bill of health on my colonoscopy, which means I don't have to come back for 10 years. So I don't have to come back for 10 years, but a colonoscopy, you know what? I enjoyed it.
That's crazy. You get a colonoscopy afterwards. You're like, come on, you didn't see like one little polyp in there that was concerning.
Let's do it again. Enjoy the colonoscopy. Somebody says you're full of it. I'm sorry I did. I love raking and picking up leaves in the fall. Yeah, I think that's probably 70-30.
Yeah.
Like I never enjoyed it. I dreaded it.
Yeah, the raking. I think a lot of people would enjoy the other parts of it, or even if you have like a lawn tractor that sucks up all the leaves, like that's
nice. Yeah, if you've got nice machinery,
but
you're enjoying
using a garden rake.
Yes, old school rake, and you got bags, putting it in bags.
Yeah, that's weird.
Cleaning grout. I'm actually on my way to my kids' house to do it for them today.
Wow. That's a great example, because that's a job
that good ones here.
Is like weirdly satisfying, where like I don't enjoy that, but I get it because you see it get clean as you go.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's weird though.
How about this one? Minor sickness. I enjoy enough to stay home from work, but not enough that it's going to threaten my life.
Stay home and watch movies.
Enjoy being somewhat under the weather. That's an unusual one. Yeah. I will say, people should stop having kids. They're too damn expensive to raise, and those expensive and behaviors while traveling. Only the wealthy should have kids. Okay. They generally have much better kids. What?
Wow.
Working out. See, I don't know about that. Working out is probably 60-40. I think there's 40% of people who regularly work out that absolutely love it, and the other 60 do it just because they have to do it. Lining drawers and cupboards. I'm pretty good at it. I've done it for both of my kids. I love fixing things, so I get excited when something breaks around the house. Somebody says, listening to the Chad Hartman show. As someone that's watched a close friend and family member die from colon cancer, don't ever say you're disappointed to get a good colonoscopy report, Adam. I know. I'm not trying to demean people who've...
This is Winging It Wednesday, not the health show.
Correct. And by the way, I love doing it, and I encourage everybody to get their colonoscopy, okay? I'm not demeaning. I'm not terribly upset that I have a clean
You should be on like some drug commercial about how to get your colonoscopy. Hi, I'm Adam Carter, and I love...
Putting together IKEA-type furniture. Yeah, no thanks. Two words, Allen wrench.
Yeah.
No thank you. What are you in the vast minority of enjoying something that the vast majority of people hate doing? Minor illness. That's
an odd one.
That is odd, but very good. 651-461-9226.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:52, that is your Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to restore your home after the storm with expert storm damage repair from Lindis Construction. I don't think anybody, it's probably a full 100%, enjoys preparing for the end of a life or preparing for the death of a loved one or preparing for your own death. I bring that up because next hour at 10:35, a woman who we've had on before is doing it differently. The Bardo in Inver Grove Heights, which has been battling with the city to get a license about a different way on the way they approach end of life. She's going to be joining us. She's got an update on her business, and I wanted to check in to see how it's going, because that's a topic that I think we should not be afraid to talk about. In fact, and also embrace different ways of doing things, preparing for the end of life, a very serious conversation, but one that I think needs to be had. We'll do that at 10:35. But Dave is talking about, Dave had some problems on his overseas trip. Nothing major, but it's going to require some phone calls to some international airlines to try to shore up some things. But he's saying he's getting strangely tingly about getting to do that.
Yeah,
he's,
I think, for
looking
me,
forward to it.
I think for me, it's specifically because it has to do with travel. And then I get to test some systems. Like another one, I have to file a claim because of some damage to a rental car, and I know that my credit card offers rental car insurance, and here's the test. Like, does it really work? Is it going to? And it's only $100 or so, so if it doesn't, it's not the end of the world, but it's a good test, and I'm you know, weirdly excited to yeah. see if that works and untangle the web.
That's true. Like, maybe that's one. I enjoy getting online and doing online research about something
yes.
before I pull the trigger on something.
Mm-hmm.
I actually enjoy that. It's kind of a, maybe it's the old journalist in me mm-hmm. saying I'm good, you know, I want to do some research and looking into things. And I do enjoy that part.
And I feel like I'm doing the proof positive of whether the research I've done, because these are things I've looked into. Okay, do I need insurance? No, because my credit card offers it. Like, you know, do I need to get a receipt for those car seats? Like, yes, I do, because the airline's going to pay me back. These are things I know,
yeah.
and now I'm putting it to the test.
Somebody says, being a Minnesota sports fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I love doing dishes. It's cathartic, and I love a clean kitchen. I feel the same way. Dishes to me, like unless it's like you've had 20 people over with pasta, then that's like, no thanks. But if you've got like 5 or 6 dishes, and I know the dishwasher is more efficient, energy efficient, and better for water usage. But if it's just a few dishes, I actually enjoy just cleaning those dishes by hand. I'm with you on that one. Somebody says to a text, 651-461-9226, there's something weirdly satisfying when you're shoveling snow and it comes up in big, flat chunks. Now, see, I don't like that. I like the keeping it all granular, and when it's the big chunks, they get heavy, and then they fall off the shovel, and then they break. And I don't share in that.
Well, shoveling is a satisfying job.
Yes, though. Again, if it's manageable,
mm-hmm.
you know, if it's a lot, no. But I do. That is something even more so than I do. I'm fortunate enough to have a snowblower, but something about shoveling is like you get it really nice and clean and cleared with a shovel. Finishing a 5K at 68 years old. I think most people, though, who are running a 5K are doing it out of enjoyment. I enjoy listening to WCCO from 9 to noon. Well, thank you very much. Sometimes it's painful, but hopefully sometimes you get enjoyment out of it. Somebody says doing taxes, prepping for taxes. Boy, that's got to, you must be in the vast minority of that. You got to be a real numbers person to enjoy that work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good example. I think very few people look forward to that at all. I think you get to this time of year and people start dreading tax season just around the corner. But yeah, if you're one of the people that loves it, wow.
I bet the person who enjoys being just a little ill is a woman. One who has younger kids, works full-time, and has a full slate of stuff around the house needing to be done, I can totally relate to her guilt-free downtime due to being sick. Well, that's kind of sexist to assume it's a woman.
I mean, you don't think I got a lot of stuff to do around the house right. and would enjoy not having to do that for a day?
Yeah. I love, love, love doing laundry. In my next life, I would come back as a private laundress.
Wow.
Yeah, I've come to, frankly, I don't mind doing laundry. Now that Jen kind of kicked me in the butt and said, yeah. you got to pick up the slack here. Again, if it's all about keeping things manageable. You know, if you've got a ton of it you got to do, that's unfortunate. All right, we'll take a break. We got quick takes coming up. DJ, anything to preview?
Find out if you're willing to go on a humanitarian tour. Also, what do I do about a Halloween conundrum? Both of those coming up in quick takes.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.